following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
Well, I'm the
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents...
We love the Earth.
Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator.
Well, I'm the Earth.
Radical Russ Belville.
All right, good morning, good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. Welcome to this special edition of Normal Show Live. I'm not really here, I'm on vacation, but when news breaks, you gotta do what you gotta do. And for those of you joining us late, the breaking news today is that of the of the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. That's right. High Times Medical Cannabis Cup is being raided by Dutch authorities who are looking for vendors in excess of 500 grams, which violates what they call their opium acts. I don't know why cannabis is banned under an opium act, but that's the way it goes. So we are keeping track of this to see what the latest updates are. For those of you joining us late, we have video from Cannabis Culture Magazine from the Pot TV Network showing us the announcement at the Cannabis Cup.
I will translate it in English. In connection with the suspect infringement of the Opium Act, will the police enter in this building? You need to leave the building through the exit. When leaving the property, you will be subjected to a search by the police in relation to the Opium Act. Everyone who is working at the fair should be retained in here. And also progress with the police and show a valid ID. Thank you very much.
That's the announcement at the High Times Cannabis Cup. I'm sorry, I've done so many of them here in America that I'm so used to saying Medical Cannabis Cup, but it's, yes, the High Times Cannabis Cup, the original, the granddaddy of them all, 24 years that it's been in operation and being raided by the Dutch police at this point. Now, the latest updates that we've heard, the latest tweet that's come out has said that they will open up tomorrow at 2 p.m., the Melkweg, Thursday at 2 p.m. tonight, and that tonight's show is also on, so apparently they're still moving forward. The update that we got from the attorney from High Times, David Holland, writing in the East Bay Express, says, it's all okay, I'm one of the attorneys, all is good over here, it's just a misunderstanding about the permit application, no attendees are being arrested, attendees are not the targets of the police presence. And let's see, we're checking out more of the comments here. And yes, that seems to be the latest we've got from about 40 minutes ago, is that the event will go on tomorrow, and the Melweg will be opening at 2 p.m. tomorrow to accommodate judges. So we are waiting for a call from someone from High Times Magazine. We've got Dan Skye out there who apparently, once things are chilled out a little bit, he will be able to get on the phone and call us at our phone number here, at our studio line. So for those of you joining late, I'm Radical Russ here with Normal Show Live. We are just interrupting my vacation with this breaking news of the High Times Cannabis Cup, almost did it again, being busted there in Amsterdam. We will get you more information as it becomes available. Both Ganja John and I are reaching out to all of our contacts who are out there in Amsterdam at the moment. Of course, you know, cell lines and connections and all that into Europe may be kind of difficult, but we will keep trying until we can get some more news for our listeners here. And for more information, check out the High Times tweet. The Twitter account is at high_times_mag. And I suppose also Danny Danko would be a good source for tweets, at Danny Danko. Check that out. And we will give you more details when they become available. Stay tuned. I will be breaking in from time to time here to give you more information. This is Normal Show Live.
Hey, pass me that blunt, man. Hold on, dog. Shit. God damn.
You're saying if I took out a fatty right now, you wouldn't spark.
That's right. Damn, I'm impressed that you rolled a whole Z of Mexican brickweed into 1J, but I'm not tempted.
Now, I don't smoke no brickweed, man. This is Mountain Kind right now.
For real? You got a light?
I shout not. Front a little, cause I'm front a lot. I climb Mount Sinai, got high at the top. I blew the cloud straight up, and the voice that I heard said,
you were born to front.
I said, word. Stumbled on back down, two tabs in my hand, chisel middle on the one. Said, don't be that. And on the other one, written, be his
bad as you like. That one under the tongue, and then I'll grapple the mic. All right, hear ye, hear ye. I have here some commandments. Number one is you better make me a sandwich. Second up, God says I'm in charge. Word from on high, frontal eye ought to live large. It's the dawn of the age of the MC front. You melt down that calf, I'ma gild my butt. I'ma gild the mic, I'ma gild my tongue. Or I would if it hadn't already been done. Damn. I gotta quit smoking. It's insane.
Well, every goddamn time that I get this high, I feel like I'm gonna hit my head on the sky. And I try to leave it alone, but I can't. You're the mountain kind, what they call the plant.
Oh, really? I'm suffering delusions of grandeur. Real.
Up on top of Mount Olympus, I was dissing them all. Said your beats is short and your words is tall. With your Noel Hill rapping, some gall you got. Made attempt to step to in front a lot. I shot players in the air, Zeus said, don't do it. I'm messing with the old school now and truant. Gone blue in the face. I drop bass, drop rhymes so thick that they take up space. I'm ways and means to an end. I'm in need of a Sherpa when I smoke this blend. Ascend, spark it up like the sun. Lose a digit or two off of my IQ before I'm done. Unconscionable, this habit. Better quit before it's
too late, Doug Nabbit.
And come looming back around,
pound for pound, you know the sound.
Well, every goddamn time that I get this high, I feel like I'm gonna hit my head on the sky. And I try to leave it alone, but I can't. You're the mountain kind, what they call the plant.
As MC Frontalot with the Mountain Kind, and before that we heard Jabba Jaw with Smokers Only. Welcome to this special edition of Normal Show Live with breaking news. You probably are like, what's Russ doing there? Well, I wasn't supposed to be here. I've been sleeping in. I've been on vacation this past couple of weeks, so I've been sleeping in. I wake up around 10 this morning. And, you know, first thing I do in the morning is I always grab my BlackBerry and I head down to the restroom for some important compositions, shall we say. That's what I get most of my tweeting done. Anyway, and I go through the BlackBerry and, wow, I'm getting all these tweets from people saying, did you hear the Cannabis Cup's been raided? Cannabis Cup's been raided. And no, I hadn't heard. So I checked up the news and sure enough, East Bay Express is reporting that Amsterdam's Cannabis Cup has been raided for the first time in 24 years. And we've gotten all sorts of updates on this. Ganja John's been working behind the scenes, trying to get someone on the line for us. He's been speaking to, Craig Coffey, out there at the, event. I've reached out to Danny Danko and Nico Escondido and, Dave Bienenstock and, who else is out there? Warren Edson. We got a few people out there. And we're just trying to get a call back, but apparently things are still pretty chaotic, and they are still trying to figure out exactly what's going on. According to the East Bay Express, though, it's not a raid on any of the attendees of the Cannabis Cup. It's apparently a raid for the vendors, and apparently the rule out there, according to their drug laws, is some 500-gram limit. A half a kilo, that's about 1.1 pounds of marijuana, and apparently somebody was over the limit. They're saying one of the vendors might have been over that limit, and that's what the police are having the problem with. Of course, this follows a lot of changes that are going on in the Netherlands. They've got this new policy in the Netherlands to restrict the coffee shops to locals only, to residents of the Netherlands only, in the southern part of the state where they have a lot of what they call drug tourism from the border states, border countries of Germany and Belgium, among others. And the new conservative government there apparently is not too fond of that and have been putting all these new restrictions. Well, this just seems to be the latest in intimidation tactics by this conservative Dutch government to clamp down on what they feel is drug tourism and people just coming to the Netherlands for the coffee shops. Now, of course, the coffee shop proprietors are not too fond of this. The people doing business there point to the fact that they have less problems with cannabis and other soft drugs. They have less problems with hard drugs now that they've separated the two markets. And they fear, especially when we reported on some of the shops down there in the southern part of the country, are afraid that the drug tourism's not going to stop. it's just going to move to the streets, right? Because people will know that they can still get good weed in Amsterdam or in the Netherlands somewhere, and they will just go out to the streets to get it. This was the whole reason why the Dutch began their policy of cannabis tolerance, was to separate cannabis, ecstasy, mushrooms, soft drugs from the hard drugs like heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines. And they found by separating those two markets, you didn't have what we call in the States the gateway effect. You know, the only gateway effect that we have with marijuana is the fact that it's in the same classification of drugs as other harder, stricter drugs, more addictive drugs. For example, they don't call tequila a gateway drug, even though if you ask heroin users, what was the first mind-altering substance you ever used, they'll all say alcohol for the most part, right? Almost everyone has tried alcohol before they tried pot. But no one thinks of tequila as the gateway drug because you can't find cocaine on the liquor store shelf next to it, right? It's its own thing. And for most people that use alcohol or tequila or whatever, that's where they stop with their mind-altering substances. With that same theory in place with cannabis in the Netherlands, they have seen an improvement in the rates of hard drug abuse and overdose. In that, people now who want to use soft drugs, like cannabis, can go to the coffee shop and use them, and then that's it. That's as far as their usage progresses, because they don't have the opportunity. They don't have the somebody trying to push upon them a harder drug that makes a greater profit. All right, so we are... Oh, I see. Albin420 in our chat room is saying, the access limitation for the coffee shops only concerns the French people. Dutch, Belgium, and English people are still welcome. Well, as a guy named Belleville, may I say that's kind of offensive. All right, we're going to take a little break. It's 20 after, so let's get our smoke on. Think of more exciting and friendly things than being raided, of course. And we hope to have one of our callers to call in here pretty soon, give us a first-hand report on what's going on at the Cannabis Cup. Till then, let's play some Eka Mouse. That'll make us feel irie.
All day, all night in the party, everyone smoking sensi mina. Tell me something and not that corner. The naughty dreading does a rock with the data. Bang, gang, gang, a bang, gang, gang, gang. Bang, gang, gang, a bang, gang, gang, gang. Some a take it like a feed them dinner. Some a take it like a feed them lunch. Some a take it like a feed them breakfast. Everyone understands me now. Bang, gang, gang, a bang, gang, gang, gang. Bang, gang, gang, a bang, gang, gang, gang. Them say a sensi party. Everyone a jump like them arty. Here come the naughty dreddy. Some of them say him name Freddy. Him say him smoke sensi long time already. Hey. Bang, gang, a bang, gang, gang, gang. Here comes that Jamaican data. The girl does a chat patwa. Hey, Lord of God, party sensi mina sa. Hey, bang gang 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 gang. Bang gang 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 gang. All day, all night in the party. Everyone smoking sensi mina. Bang 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 bang. Bang 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 bang. Some a take it. Them dinner, the good, good sense in me now. Here comes a dreadlocks daughter. She just come in at the era. Bang, gang, 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 gang. Bang, gang, 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 gang. They me sight in another corner. The naughty dreading doesn't rock him, daughter. Hey. Bang, gang, 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 gang. Bang, gang, 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 gang. Here comes that Jamaican girl, sir. The girl does a chat pure patwa. Lord of God, when they sense him in a, sir. Bang, gang, 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 gang. Bang, gang, 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 gang. Bang, gang, 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 ay. Bang, gang, 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 gang. All day, all night in the party. Everybody does a jump so hearty. Everybody them feeling mighty. Bang, gang, 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 gang. Everyone does a smoking sensei. Bang-ge-ge-geng-geng-sensei. Bang-ge-ge-geng-geng-sensei. Bang-ge-ge-geng-geng-geng-geng. Ay. Bang-ge-ge-geng-geng-geng-geng. Wait-a-de-deng-geng-geng-geng.
Se alerta ese vato, no se vaya al rol, porque va a empezar al rato el piano del cantón. Porque va a empezar al rato el marihuana boogie boy. No se agüite ese pues, pégale duro esas teclas. Tronarnos las manos, digo yo. Me voy a sacar una buena vena para echar un buen borlo ese. Porque esta bota de aquella este buggy.
Mi jaina se llama Juana, 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 Juana. Pero ya todos los vatos le dicen marihuana.
Marihuana, como te quiero yo. Cuando le suena ese boogie, me siento volador. Pégale bute esas teclas, ya estoy aviador. Pégale bute esas teclas, que ya estoy volador.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that gives us these precious rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search or seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Are you or is someone you know a marijuana smoker? Have you or is someone in your family been arrested for a marijuana violation? You need to know the truth about pot. NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, is the most comprehensive source of information regarding marijuana and its effects on health, as well as legal issues. NORML even offers a database of lawyers specializing in cannabis in your area. Normal, the nation's largest and most successful marijuana law reform organization, has spent decades gathering the knowledge and science on everything related to cannabis. Normal is the best resource to find out the truth about marijuana, connect with a lawyer in your area, or help find an end to prohibition. Information is available at normal.org. That's N-O-R-M-L.org. Or toll free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. My job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month. And when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network. Inhaling deeply
of the sacred smoke. All right, welcome back, everyone. It is 30 after the hour here in the Pacific time zone, and this is a special edition of Normal Show Live. I'm really on vacation right now, but because of the breaking news, I could not resist. I had to break in to let you know. For those of you joining us late, especially Barack Obanga in the 434 Southern Virginia area, there is a raid at the High Times Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam. A raid took place earlier this morning. Reporting coming from the East Bay Express telling us that Dutch officials raided the High Times Cannabis Cup, not in search of any of the attendees, but the vendors who may have been in violation of the 500-gram limit set by their Opium Act, which is basically their Drug Control Act. And apparently that's still ongoing. There's still a lot of chaos and confusion going on there. For those of you who've joined us late, I'm going to bring you video that we received from Cannabis Culture Magazine and the Pot TV Network of the announcement of the raid going down there at the High Times Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam.
I will translate from English. In connection with the suspect infringement of the Opium Act, will the police enter this building? You need to leave the building through the exit. When leaving the property, you will be subjected to a search by the police in relation to the Opium Act. Everyone who is working at the fair should be retained in here and also progress with the police and show a valid ID. Thank you very much.
So that is the initial video that we received here, or that we saw here on the net at this morning, and we are still waiting for updates. We've got at least six or seven people that we've reached out to in the cannabis community that both Ganja John and I know out there that are out there. So we're hoping to have one of them call in pretty soon here to our Skype line to let us know. John Doe Radio is also covering this. I saw a couple tweets coming up from JDR. He's working on getting some people on the line as well. We will get you the information just as soon as we can. Also, there's been an update at the East Bay Express where they reported this. That you can find that at eastbayexpress.com. And according to the attorney, David Holland, who's the event counsel, he said, quote, "Chillax, all is good over there. I am one of the attorneys for High Times, and this started over a misunderstanding about a permit application filed by the venue to host the event. Our U.S. and Dutch lawyers have just finished reviewing them with the police there. No attendees have been arrested, and attendees are not the targets of the police presence. Police are ensuring that all vendors are in compliance with the 500-gram limit under the opium law for licensed vendors at the venue. Only one vendor has been identified as potentially over the limit, but only slightly. In any event, the show will go on tomorrow, and additionally, the Melweg will be opening at 2 p.m. tomorrow to accommodate judges who do not wish to trek outside of Amsterdam so that they can avoid the lines and vote early. Further details will be posted on the High Times site later today." We are still waiting for more updates, and again, we've got calls out to a lot of our friends, a lot of the folks, you know, like Danny Danko, who's here on the show every day, or every week, or I'm sorry, not every week, every month. Sorry. Little rattled here with all the breaking news, but we've got the information. We got the contacts out there. We are trying as best we can to get someone in Amsterdam to report to us. Unfortunately, trying to get the cell contacts and all that stuff through to Europe, a little bit difficult sometimes. In other event news here for the fans of the Normal Network, this last weekend here, actually it was it Monday? Yes, it was Monday. Headed out with Herb Thrasher from the Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher show, because at the Roseland Ballroom was a fantastic concert being put on. The headlining act was Caius Lives. If you're an old metalhead from the 80s, you will know who Caius is. And Caius Lives with the headline act. But most important to me was the performance by their opening act, The Sword. You've heard The Sword on the Normal Network plenty if you've heard that weedmaps.com ad that has inhaling deeply from the sacred smoke. That's The Sword. That's one of their tunes. And we were able to hang out with three of the four guys from The Sword. They invited us back onto their tour bus. Me and Herb Thrasher, we lit up a couple joints and we hung out with the guys and filmed some great interviews, and also stayed for the concert and got some great concert footage. So you'll want to catch Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher. And it won't be this Friday, of course, because it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. We got a holiday here at Normal. But returning in 3 weeks, I guess it would be December 9th is probably when we will have the video and the audio from this performance with The Sword. Very excellent. What a great bunch of guys, too. You know, just very gracious with their time and willing to help us out with the show. And they said they really appreciate what we're doing here. So it was a good time for everyone. Herb was so excited to be able to meet these guys. You know, they're big band that he's really, really fond of, and he did a great job. So we will bring you some of that coming up in just a few weeks on Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher. All right, going to go back to some break music, and when we come back, we will have more details, I hope, on the breaking news in Amsterdam. Stay tuned. It's a special edition of NormalShowLive.com. And there's The Sword.
I'm Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to WeedMaps.com. WeedMaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let WeedMaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. WeedMaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. WeedMaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit WeedMaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network.
Inhaling deeply of the sacred smoke.
Death shouldn't be rushed. One should savor it like fine wine and enjoy its aroma. But if, in consideration of your impatience, I must kill you now, so be it.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
I'm swift with the forefifth of linguist expense. Choosing words wisely. A death's gift for split your lips. Moving at your vaginal. I imagine you as a magical plan. Of eyes surprises. Disguises your demise. In any case, you won't leave her alive. My memory previously supplied with poisonous knives. We intercepted your spies. Kidnapping children of wives. Cut out their tongues. I got rogues and we eyes of their eyes. Now we go village to village and destroy your bloodline. History will never show you existed in due time. History will only show how I slew you with rhymes. When Genghis Khan and the Spanish holding it down. I got the hook, plus the sinking when I'm holding the line. I got a rig with dynamite, how I'm blowing your mind. I take a compact disc right up out of your spine. I burn my mixtape on it so you know I stay warm. I gotta
watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I'll leave you comatose. Don't provoke me.
I'm through a law. Oh, right, the kid is rough. Oh, around, get the iron fist straight to the jaw. Focus hard. You don't want to
spar we got, I got the mind of Hussein, not Barack Bin Saddam. 48 laws plus the element strong. I'm that last motherfucker you won't see in the dark. Y'all really want for all the beasts in the start. I'm the type down to butcher you, then feast on your heart. Listen up, Ock, you don't overstand heat. Overstand, I walk through hell with Dante's feet. Overstand fears, only a turn fit for the weak. So off the rap, rather for the burners to speak. I'm yearning to eat, and I go at it like a tyrant. It's like the Thermopylae pass, and I am Leonidas. Right, horror show, you should call this clockwork. Don't know about your shine, but I can show you how the Glock burst.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I leave you comatose, don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I leave you comatose, don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I leave you comatose, don't provoke me.
Watch his move.
Yeah, try to approach me closely. I leave you comatose, don't provoke me.
Hollywood, weed, marijuana, success, chronic, purple haze, sticky, icky, grass, reefer, hot, herb, ganja, Mary Jane.
When the music a beat and the vibes them rise, so nobody da fuss and nobody da fight. The girl them a wine and the girl them a grind. When you're gone for a girl and don't waste no time.
Light.
Got the vibes them right, so we'll tight, everything nice. Champion of beat all night, and the girls them hype. Me don't see a shot in me like, must get that one.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're going to go into our phone line right now, where I believe we've got John Doe calling in. John, are you there? Tim? All right, must have missed that call there, but we are hoping to get more calls in from folks if they've got any information on this High Times Cannabis Cup raid that is going on currently, that has happened here today in Amsterdam. So we'll return you to music and hopefully get some calls in here soon.
Time to gaze, man, I blaze it till we get high like a space. And I wine out the girl, them waist get that straight. Champagne, we have us by the case. So when man a drink, man, come cut for days. Tell you how the way you we stay. When I rearrange, not change, not care what them say. When the music a beat and the vibes them rise. So nobody not fuss and nobody not fight. So watch the girl, them a wine and the girl, them a grind. So when you're gone, pan a girl and no waste, no time.
Like,
no time for stress, just like the stress, just must be. I'm wet and like the first, no time for lose, dust like the first, kick back and cruise and like the first. Got the vibes them right, so we'll tight, everything nice. Champion of beat all night and the girls them hype. Me just see a shot in me like, must get that one there tonight. She gets my eyesight, the girl of my type, that's right. Not itch me, not think twice, she get the invite. Me link with me later tonight, little more me deal with that right. When the music a beat and the vibes them right. So nobody not fuss and nobody not fight. So watch the girl them a wine. And the girl them a grind. So when you're gone for a girl and no waste no time.
Light up. This is South Rock Oz.
Get drunk.
Hollywood weed marijuana. Success chronic purple haze.
I think God smokes weed, and he was high when he made me. I can feel it in my DNA. I think God smokes weed, and he was high when he made me. And I think he gave up halfway. As I understand, God was making a mess of the man he planned. In the face of defeat, he spoke the helping hand and said, I'll just put him in a reggae band. I feel it in the beat when I'm on the stand. I feel it in my feet when I'm on the sand. I see it in the sunsets that might expand into your mind so you understand.
I think God's mostly, and he was high. Baby,
reality. He said that God's infallible consistently, except for the one time he dropped that seed. I hear that God's in you and me and all we see, assuming all the actions of my own body. If that's the way it is, then you must agree. Every time we rock the gun, so does he.
I think God smokes weed, and he was high when he made me. I can feel it in my DNA.
All right, welcome back. We're going to go to the phone lines here. 720 area code. Is this Tim? Hello, caller. You're on the air? Ah, every time I get them on the air, they disappear. That's the way we do it live. All right, we'll go back to the music for a little bit. Go to the phone lines here. Do we at you, Tim?
Hey, how's it going, Russ?
Ah, we finally made it. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. It's been a stressful day so far for us here in the States. I think it's been a stressful evening across the ocean there.
Yeah, you know, I got word that Warren was out there at the Cup, and I've been trying to get a hold of him, but no luck so far. Have you gotten in touch with anyone?
We talked with Scott from Rare Dangus Seeds this morning, and we also talked with Adam Dunn from TH Seeds, and Warren called in the office to check in, and we eventually ended up talking with him and seeing what was going down. From what I understand, the situation is, and by the way, I've talked to them all, your phone number, hopefully they get a hold of you at some point, but good. I think it's like 9 o'clock right there in the evening
right
now. So, from what I understand is going on, this all started yesterday with a concentrate kind of bash or concentrate competition that was going to be coming up to today. And law enforcement got word of it. And then today, as everything, you know, started to start up in this event, about 200 is what I'm hearing. A couple hundred law enforcement officers came into the event. Started confiscating things. I hear possibly one person has been arrested. Mitch from Incredible, one of our good friends here in Colorado, I'm hearing he may have had some stuff taken. The Hitman crew, I'm hearing, have had their stuff taken. Just generally, I guess from what I understand, cannabis is okay over there. And from what Warren Edson, who is the lawyer that I trust, and I pretty much he tells me something, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
I guess over there, concentrates like the hashish and the dabs and BHO and everything that we're becoming accustomed to here is considered there a hard drug. So they came in, I guess, under maybe the Heroin Act or something.
Yeah, the Opium Act they have.
Yeah, and used it as that. So basically, yeah, that's what happened. Shut down that event. I think they're still voting, and they're still Milk's. I'm not the greatest with repeating Dutch, so forgive me here if I absolutely just completely brutalize this word here. But I think they're still voting going on down at Melfeg.
Yeah, the Melfeg. Yes.
Yes. If anybody's still concerned or has any questions about that, that's where everybody's going to, and that's where the event is open. And it's supposed to be continuing on. I'm hearing the Cypress Hill show or the Soul Assassin show that was going to go on tonight and the B-Real show that was going to go on is still going down.
Good.
But other than that, man, I mean, it's just craziness. I mean, a couple hundred police officers coming in towards you, and you're in another country, and you already know this is something that's maybe a little hairy. I mean, I think the hair would have been standing on the back of my neck for sure.
Sure, but you're telling us that the reports are saying that part of this might have had to do with concentrates, oils, hashes, that, you know, there's a misunderstanding there?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm understanding the whole thing is about, is it's about the concentrates. So that's what Warren's telling me, and that's what I'm hearing from everybody else, is yes, they were concerned about the concentrates. And from what I understand, from what Warren tells me, they're still filed under that hard drug situation.
I see. Okay, well, that's a great update to know about that, because the earlier stuff we had heard was something about breaking a 500-gram limit for the vendors. They're over 500 grams of possession or something.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that yet. I heard something about that they were possibly ticketing people for having over 5 grams, but from what I understand, I haven't heard anything more about that. But, of course, in Amsterdam, there's, you know, a 5-gram limit that you're supposed to have with you. I know many people took a lot more than that with them over there. So, but, no, I haven't heard of that whatsoever. As far as I know, it is because of the concentrate issue. I can't remember. They called it a dab fest or something like that that they were about to get started. And it seems like the Hitman people were sponsoring it. And I think one of the clinic here in Denver, I think one of the dispensary that sponsors a lot of big things here, actually. I think they were the two that were putting it on. And, that was obviously a no-no.
All right. So good to have that news here. But as far as we can tell, the Cup is still ongoing. They're still going to have their events tomorrow at 2, and the other concerts and everything that's going on are still going to take place.
That's what I'm understanding to this point. So I would say, you know, people over there, if you're in Amsterdam or have anybody that over there that you know, you can talk with, I would say, you know, maybe put the concentrates away for a minute, man, and wait till you get back home and stay safe. That's the bottom line, is just stay safe, okay?
Now, we had reported earlier in the year about the Dutch seeking to brand any cannabis products that were above 15% THC as a hard drug. That hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, that hasn't happened yet. I'm pretty sure that would go into effect I'm not sure if it goes into effect this next year, but I think 2013 is the year I'm hearing that a lot of some of these rules go into effect. But, you know, I mean, you never know. That could be something that they're thinking about in their minds right now, is that, you know, there's these heavy concentrates here. We've already, you know, thinking about this, you know, percentage of, you know, concentrated what it's supposed to be regularly. So you never know what their thinking is.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim, for calling in. And also in other news here, there's some changes coming up for John Doe Radio that we need to tell people about?
Say that once again.
I saw something about you guys changing time or something for JDR.
We're thinking about it. It might be a possibility for us to maybe change some times, fit better in the location where we're at, since we're located here in Denver, Colorado, Mile High City, inside of Warren Edson's office, and a fantastic location we have. And the studio has started to build more and more shows, and we've just been thinking about, you know, matching up with the shows here and then maybe some other stuff. But I'm not sure yet. I like the time, and if we were to do it and we were to change the time, it would probably be something from like noon to 1, noon to 2, but right up against what you guys do with Normal Show Live.
Right on. Well, as we migrate to our independent servers that we're building right now, we will also have the opportunity to turn the Libremeter over to an incoming live stream. So who knows? Maybe we can run you live too. That'd be kind of fun.
I am completely for that. We've got a few conversations with some dispensary owners here in Denver where we're trying to get, you know, some remote action going on, so where we can go and hang out, you know, maybe do a show from the middle of Big Trim, and, you know, when the camera pans around, there's like, you know, 100,000 watt lights, you know, behind us, and you get to see this sea of screen of green. So yesterday, walking into this room and just seeing, I can't tell you enough, people that have not seen a grow or not seen a grow of the size that I've seen or experienced. Once you walk into something like this or experience it, it's something that sticks with you the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You get chills. Yeah. It's freedom, and it's one of the most amazing feelings in the world. So
Yeah, and one of the things that I always do when I'm in those kind of situations, either visiting a really large garden or going to one of our local cannabis clubs where they got the jars, you know, multiple jars of strains, one of the things that my brain always does when I'm in those situations, it goes, this is a crime? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Gee, it doesn't feel criminal. I don't feel, like, endangered in any way. Hey, I got to go. We got another call coming in, John, or Tim. Thank you so much for calling in and give us the update.
Have yourself a great day, Russ, and thanks to all Normal Soul Live listeners.
Right on. All right, we're getting another call coming in here from 303 area code. You're on the air with Normal Soul Live.
Hey, Russ, it's Scott with Rare Dangness.
Oh, Scott, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. What's going on with you guys?
Well, we're just reporting on the High Times Cannabis Cup, the raid going on in Amsterdam, and looking for people that might have any information on that. Do you have something to tell us?
Yeah, basically the only person that I've heard that has been arrested was Mila so far.
Okay, and you're in Amsterdam right now?
Yeah, we're over here. Myself, Adam from TG Seeds, Chuck from Verde. You know, a bunch of Colorado people are out here. We're all looking out for each other right now, making sure everybody got out of there okay.
Yeah.
They basically detained everybody that had a booth. They had the business license people out, you know, checking to see if they were keeping records and all of that. And then they were basically looking to see if anybody had their, you know, had over their 5-gram limit. Wow. And then looking specifically for concentrates, it sounded like.
Yeah, that's something Tim Martin from John Doe Radio was telling us, is that the concentrates out there, the hash, the oils, the dabs, whatever you want to call them, are classified as hard drugs under Dutch law. Is that what they were telling you?
Yeah, that's it's been that way for 20 years, you know. They don't look kindly upon anything that's been processed like that with a chemical, at least.
Right.
Water hash is okay, but, you know, in today's time, man, some of that water hash is getting so good, you can't tell the difference between it and the butane when they're just looking at them,
right.
You know?
Right.
So pretty much people were dropping like grams and grams of hash on the ground. I mean, there were just bags littering the floor of grams of hash. You know, like people were just basically smoking it if you had it before you rolled out because you weren't rolling out with it.
Wow.
And then the Dutch cops stood back and, you know, let everybody at least finish what they had. No one was getting arrested. They weren't really hassling you to, you know, get out now. It was a nice leisurely, you know, exit and search. The guy basically looked in my bag, asked me if I had any drugs. I told him no, sir. Asked what state I was from. I told him Colorado. And he was like, oh, here you guys have some really good stuff out there. And I was like, yes, sir, you know. And he was like, well, have a good time and let me on through, you know.
Oh, my God. So people are just basically, they come to the event. They lead everyone out the door. You know, they just take everyone and lead them out the door, searching them as they go out, right?
Well, it was more of they herded everybody towards one exit, you know, like you're getting on the ski lift at, you know, Vail or whatever.
Sure.
And then one by one, they had, you know, 40 cops out in this hallway that they were leading each person through one at a time, you know, and you have a one-on-one little talk and search. And, apparently Mila had a bag of trim that she was going to do one of her hash expos with, and they took her to jail.
Wow. Now, is there any, do we know what they've charged her with? How long?
Yeah, you know, all I know is, you know, I've talked to some of the Dutch over here is, you know, what pertains to their laws as far as, you know, what they're allowed to have, how many plants they're allowed to have, and pretty much any trim and leaf and stuff like that, you're supposed to incinerate immediately. Like, you're not supposed to be able to harvest it or use it or anything like that.
You can harvest the buds, and then after you've harvested the buds, the stalks, the leaves, everything else has to be burned?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's be clear about this, too, that these laws, I mean, this is not like they passed a new law in Holland and then they're now just enforcing it. This 500-gram law has been around for a while. This concentrate law has been around for a while. It's just now with this new conservative government, they want to enforce them.
Yeah, most definitely.
God, what a shame. And so how is the feel amongst the attendees there? I mean, I imagine everybody's pretty freaked out.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely see the fear on some of the kids' faces. You know, I ran a dispensary up in Longmont before the city shut us down up there. So I've dealt with the cops enough just in and out of my store all the time. And now dealing with the MMED, you know, I'm fairly comfortable. As long as you're polite to those guys, they're usually polite right back to you. And you could definitely see the fear. You could see the disgust. I mean, you could hear people saying, man, I spent €1,000 on, you know, herb in the past few days. I had it all with me, now I've got to throw it out.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, well, didn't you know about the 5-gram law? Like, hasn't anybody explained that to you?
Yeah, you gotta be within their limits that they've got there. I mean, lot of people, I think, when they go to Amsterdam, they think it's legal. It's not legal. Yeah, it's just tolerated.
It's tolerated. Yeah, it's just tolerated.
All right, well, Scott, I want to thank you for calling in and giving us this info and you're with Rare Dankness, right?
Yeah, Rare Dankness Seeds out of Colorado.
All right, just want to give you the shout out there for helping us out here on the show. We got to wrap it up for this hour, so if you got anybody else there who wants to call into the show and give us more details, we'd love to get it recorded and let people know what's happening, okay?
Yeah, man, no worries.
All right, thanks so much, Scott. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, bud.
All right, we are live here at Roland J Studios covering the breaking news of the raids in the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam for High Times. We're going to go off to a video lunch hour here, but I will stay here at the studio in case we get any new calls in. We'll break into the middle of video lunch and get you any breaking news updates on the raid of the High Times Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam. For Ganja John and Cannabis Carrie and everybody here at Normal Show Live, thanks for jumping in here on this live, unexpected vacation day broadcast. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.